The Christmas Theft at Frisbee Manor. With George Soder as Inspector Sam Pappas. The 404 Players. And Mary Hart. There was a party in progress at the great Frisbee Manor. It was a party like none other, because the great matriarch of the Frisbee family had joined her siblings who had come from far and wide to partake in the festivities, from Pittsburgh, from Brooklyn, from Hoboken, New Jersey, from Greece. They were all there, celebrating the party on the coldest night of the year. Despite the cold, despite the eerie wind blowing and the noises from the attic, they were enjoying the festivities. There were the clinking of the glasses and all the festivities that go on at a happy party in a country manor. And then Marie entered, and the whole party was thunderstruck by the fabulous Frisbee jewelry that the matriarch wore.
Your Highness, that cross, is that the Romanov cross? Beautiful, where'd you get it? Well,
it's a friend of mine, he made the present.
Ah, Prince?
Yeah.
Divani.
Prince
Divani. And she was married to...
Ah, madame, is this the Hope Diamond?
Yes.
And who gave that to you?
Well, I bought this.
That's a marvelous ring you have there. Where'd you get that ring?
My daughter Stella gave it to me.
Stella?
The princess of Romania?
The prince of Romania? The princess of Romania that was married to the prince of Yugoslavia.
Right.
And Madame, the tiara on your head. Where did you get this?
Where's the tiara?
What
I had
in my head?
The tiara that you have on your head.
Tiara.
Oh, it is magnificent. It is exquisite. And how many diamonds are in that tiara? What?
Oh, no, I have permanent diamonds. You're not being like that.
What do you think is the value of all the jewels you have on? How much are they worth?
Oh, I have a lot of friends that love me. You know, they give me presents. All I have here is all present.
What happened to the light?
Suddenly, the lights had gone out.
Her jewels are gone.
And then the lights came on and her jewels were gone.
They're all gone.
Yes, the tiara, the bracelets, the Maltese cross, the rings were all gone. Within a short time, Inspector Sam Pappas had arrived on the case.
Yes? I'm Inspector Pappas here to find out about some missing jewels.
One moment.
Is Mr. Frisbee here?
One moment. I'll have to ask. Mr. Frisbee? Mr. Pappas here to
terrible
see you.
Terrible night to be out of the jewel.
Inspector Pappas.
Theft case. I hate jewel theft case.
Inspector Pappas.
Yes, Mr. Frisbee.
How?
We meet again. What is the matter with this place? You always have, every 13 years, you have some troubles here.
13
a murder,
years.
Now you have jewelry stolen right off of a lady's fingers and faces.
Well, Inspector, strange things have been happening here, and
in the Frisbee house, and that's why we called you, because you were so handy with that last case.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I want to interview all the guests one by one and find out who stole. Are you making fun of me? Who is that making who sounds in this crazy mansion? Anyway, I want to find out who stole these jewels from this nice lady. That's, what is this going on here? Is this a zoo?
That's my pet owl.
Your pet owl? Who keeps a pet owl? You must stay up all night to talk to your pet.
Mrs. Frisbee likes it. In fact, it's been something that she's kept in the attic for years.
I remember Mrs. Frisbee. She also likes seagulls. Okay, let's go in and see these people one by one. First of all, I want to speak to Mrs. Frisbee.
I'll get her.
Mrs. Frisbee, I want to ask you a few questions about these jewels that are missing. In your own way, tell me what happened tonight. In your own way. Don't let anybody else influence you. You tell me the way it happened, the way you think. What happened tonight?
We had dinner.
You had dinner. Where you were having dinner?
In this beautiful, beautiful room.
Every room out here is beautiful. Go.
Well, this was especially beautiful because that woman had those most beautiful jewels.
What woman is this?
I can't remember her name.
Marina Frisbee, the matriarch of the family. You're losing your marbles a little bit. You can't remember your own mother-in-law's name. Okay, so tell us now, what happened? You're all having a beautiful dinner, looking at her beautiful jewelry, and?
We had an awful lot of wine to drink.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And there was some commotion, it seemed like. And the lights went out.
And where were you when the lights went out? Where was the Marina sitting? Next to who?
To Sam. That's what it was.
Next to Sam?
Yes, Sam was there.
I see. Okay. And why do you keep an owl in your attic, I would like to know?
For the mice.
For the mice. And you make a pet of an owl to keep in a beautiful mansion like this. You can't get an exterminator. You have to have an owl.
We're a strange family. You know?
Very certainly are. Every 13 years, I come here to see your strangeness, and I'm having enough of it. Okay. I felt Mrs. Frisbee is not telling the whole truth. She was too glib and quick to mention the owl as catching the mice. And that whole business of not remembering her mother-in-law's name, she knew who she was, I could tell.
She said she was drunk.
She just implied that she had too much wine. But you don't forget people's names when you have wine. You may remember things, but you don't forget things.
Pappas then sent his assistant in to fetch the Duke of Ellington.
Good evening, Inspector.
Good evening, Mr. Duke of Ellington.
Good evening, Inspector.
How many years is it since you have seen Marina and her jewels?
Oh, I've seen the jewels a lot, but not Marina.
You saw the jewels by themselves?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know me, I like women.
Aha. Uh-huh. You like women.
And I was looking at Marina and I saw the jewels.
I see. Mm-hmm. Tell me now, I want to find out what happened tonight. Tell me in your own words, what happened tonight before the jewels disappeared?
Oh, Inspector, I was watching her nose.
Her nose?
Yeah.
Why?
I love her.
That's very interesting. And then what happened?
And then all of a sudden, boom.
What?
Lights went out.
The lights went out. And then when the lights came on?
The nose was still there.
But what about the jewels?
I didn't even look at them. I was looking at the nose.
That seems strange.
Tell me, in all this time, did you hear an owl anyplace?
I heard something.
You heard an owl?
How does it go?
Who?
I don't know who.
But you heard an owl. Very good. I will come back to you in a little while. I think what you have said is very interesting.
Can I leave now, Inspector?
Don't leave the house because I have more questions to ask.
I gotta go.
You can go, but don't leave the house. Go.
Pappas next called for Maria Barrymore, the famous stage actress.
Set the mood, now. What do I say?
Miss Barrymore, I'm very pleased to be meeting you. I have seen your very wonderful performances, and I'm surprised to find you mixed up in a brouhaha like this. What brings you to Frisbee Manor? How are you related to these people?
I was invited by the Duchess herself.
By the Duchess herself?
Yes.
You have known
her.
And
I am above reproach, I want you to know.
I know you're
and
above
Mr.
reproach.
Mr. Pappas, your fame only precedes you by your
nose. Thank you. But I want to ask you some questions. First of all, try it like an intelligent person who notes things you are like an actress. You are very observant. Tell me, in your own terms, what happened tonight? What happened up to the time the lights went out? Can you tell me? What were you doing? You were having drinks? You were having dinner?
We were having dinner. It was lots of ambience, and everybody was enjoying themselves.
And when the Duchess came in?
All of a sudden, the Duchess came in, we were admiring her tiara, and the lights went off.
How long were the lights off?
The lights were only off 3 minutes.
And when they came on again?
The tiara was missing, and all her diamonds were stolen.
The diamonds from her rings, from her fingers, too?
From her fingers, from her necklace.
Was anybody in a different position than what they were before?
As far as I could see, everybody was congregating pretty much the same way. Wait a minute, there was someone on the floor.
On the floor?
And when I looked down, he had disappeared.
Could you tell who it was that was on the floor?
No, I could not. It was rather dark yet.
Still, this was on the floor afterwards?
Yes.
Tell me, when did you arrive at Frisbee Manor?
I arrived last night.
Last night. And when did the Duchess arrive at Frisbee Manor?
The Duchess arrived early this morning.
Early this morning. Between her arrival and your arrival, did you see anything of the white owl?
The white owl? No, I did not.
You didn't hear an owl or see an owl?
Come to think of it, I did hear an owl.
You heard an owl?
Yes.
How did it go?
It went something like this.
Okay, that's very interesting. Do not leave the mansion. I will have more questions after I speak to the other people.
I don't plan to leave, but I'd like to see you later this evening.
Okay. This is getting more and more mysterious. Who was it on the floor? What is this goddamn owl got to do with it anyway? How could they get the rings off her fingers, the bells off her toes, the tiara off her head, in 3 minutes in the dark and nobody move? I don't understand this case at all. I wish I wasn't here. I wish I was someplace else. I wish I was in the theater or in my own bed. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. Call in the next witness. Call in this Sam person. I don't know. I'm losing my accent even. You are Mr. Sam Frisbee.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you get here? You came with the Duchess, right?
Yeah, the Duchess.
You're her boyfriend, eh?
Well, not really, I mean.
But you both have the same name, so you can be her boyfriend. But yet you are her companion. You travel around the world with her.
Yeah, we go around the places.
All right. Now tell me something. Where were you when the lights went out?
In the dark.
You make jokes. Were you on the floor at all?
I was sitting in my chair.
You were sitting in your chair.
Someone grabbed my arm.
Someone grabbed your arm.
Took my watch.
took your watch in addition to the tiara and everything else.
Oh, they took everything, huh?
How about the owl? Have you heard anything about this white owl?
The white owl, I don't know a thing about.
You didn't hear any hooting or anything?
No hooting. Just dogs.
When did you first meet Marina?
Down by the sea.
When was this?
By the docks.
You travel around the world with her and you first meet her by the dock here?
It's kind of a fishy tale, but, you know, it's a marina.
I don't think you're telling me the whole truth of this thing, Sam. I don't want you to leave the manor at all. I want you to stay here for the next... until I call you again, because I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm sick and tired of coming out here every 15 years. Go, I'll talk to you again. John Frisbee, eh? That's your name, eh?
Leia.
I understand you are reluctant to answer any questions. You didn't want to answer my questions.
That's right.
Why do you not want to answer questions?
I am a newcomer in this family, and I feel unwanted.
But I am not part of the family. I'm only trying to get to the bottom of what happened when the lights went out. Where were you sitting? Were you vis-a-vis Marina when the lights went out?
I wasn't in the room when the lights went out. They went out, and I was in the other room, and I heard all the yelling
and
the fuss, the fasaria.
Fasaria. Did you hear anything about a white owl?
No, nothing.
You have the not seen... Owl. When did you arrive?
You mean the great white owl?
Yes. When did
the
you arrive?
New city.
When did you arrive at Frisbee Manor?
Oh, I'd say 3 days ago.
3 days ago? And you were here alone for 2 days?
Alone.
And you didn't hear the owl at all?
No, never.
Does somehow, I do not think you are telling me the whole truth about this thing.
Does the white owl come out at night?
The white owl, of when do you expect that owl to come out, in midday?
The owl can be, especially the white owl, it could be any time. But I'm in the back of the house. How can I hear the white owl?
What's that?
What is that? That's not the white owl.
No, it sounds like mice being slaughtered. Okay, do not leave. I will ask you some more questions. But some of the things you have said have given me an idea that may solve the mystery. Now I want to speak to Marina. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I think my little gray cells are finding a solution. It will all depend on the things that Marina says to me about her jewelry and her insurance.
Two questions.
Marina, you are Marina Frisbee, yes? Yes.
Yes.
I'm very happy to meet you. I have heard about you, your beauty, your travels, how everybody falls in love with you. I am happy to meet you at last. Even though you have lost your jewelry. I'm pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet me too.
Pleased to meet you.
Very good. Now tell me, what happened when the lights went out? What happened? Did you feel anybody touch you?
I was scared.
You were scared?
Yes, I was scared.
Did you feel anybody touch you? No.
No.
Nobody touched you.
Nobody touched me.
Do you know what an owl is? An owl, a cucuvaya, you know what that is?
Yes, I do know.
Did you hear it at all?
Not
since
at all.
The time you've been here? You have not heard
the... I hear a noise, but not cucuvaya.
Not an owl, I see. Tell me, was your jewelry... Did you have insurance for your jewelry?
No.
No insurance?
No, I don't have it.
Why not? Such expensive, valuable jewelry.
And you're right, I said, but I had it in my mind. I carry it myself every day I go out.
And now what are you going to do when you don't have your jewelry?
Oh, I might get crazy, I guess.
You might get crazy?
Yes, because it costs a lot of money.
I know that. Tell me, do you think anybody at this party could steal your jewelry?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
They're all my grandchildren and my children.
And so what happened to it? You have no idea. You have no clues, right?
Yes, you're right.
I'll tell you what. I think I know what happened to your jewelry. And I will tell everybody when we gather in 15 minutes in the main room, and I will find your jewelry for you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
You will be happy, yeah, no?
I'll be happy.
I will be happy to get rid of this case, too. Thank you, Duchess.
Your Majesty.
Okay.
And then the time came. 15 minutes later, Inspector Pappas assembled all the suspects in the grand room of Frisbee Manor and began explaining the solution to the case.
Well, I've brought you all here. I've talked to each of you. I have sat and thought and thought and thought, and I have, I think, found the solution, found the culprit, found the way it was done. First, let me give you all the elements. And I don't want any questions from any of you before.
Wait a while.
First, let me explain everything.
How long is this going to take?
It won't take too long. Just please be patient. Anywhere you cannot leave, I have my police outside. Okay. The key factor we have here that nobody can explain is the white owl.
What about the white owl? I've explained some that perfectly.
Some people hear it, some people don't. Mrs. Frisbee keeps it to slaughter mice.
It's a lovely pet.
Some people keep it for a pet. And yet, this is the famed breed of Egyptian owl that can be trained to swoop down and steal. The owl that takes little pigeons' eggs from their nests can also swoop down and with the most delicate touch extract jewelry from even on a person's body. But who brought such an owl here? Who would have brought this owl and replaced the resident owl with this Egyptian jewel thief owl? Who could have done that?
Who?
There were two people whose actions remain hard to explain, or as you say in your language, inexplicable. They are Sam and John. One claims to have been in another room and to know very, very much about white owls, and the other one doesn't seem to... Well, I don't understand what he was saying to me. However, these are the two suspects that are most like red herrings because they are not the ones who did it. The one who did it is the same one who brought the bullets that killed Gloria Glow, the butler.
Not Jarvis.
Jarvis, well, the butler.
Well, that's a new one.
You brought the owl.
Wait a minute. I didn't kill anyone.
You brought the owl into
this house. I didn't steal anything.
You are the one who brought the trained owl and told Mrs. Frisbee it would be eating mice. Right?
I did bring an owl.
You bought, I found from the pet store the receipt with your name on it. What have you done with the jewelry? I see it. There is a glint on you. He's wearing around his neck the tiara. We've caught him, the thief. And here is your jewels. Ta-da-da!
And so there was rejoicing at Frisbee Manor. Thus ended the case of the Christmas theft at Frisbee Manor. The cast